This land is your land. This land is my land. From California to the New York Island. From the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. This land was made for you.
Happy Sunday. Welcome back to the People Speak radio show. I'm your host, Sophia Ray. The People Speak now airs every other Sunday, 5 to 6 Pacific time on the BBS radio network on Station 1. Participate during the second half of the show by calling in questions or comments for our guests toll-free in USA and Canada at 1-888-627-6008. For those who are interested in furthering your interactions with the People Speak radio show, you may join us in the Pal Talk Virtual Radio Auditorium chat room, the People Speak radio show, by downloading Pal Talk from your app store or paltalk.com. Here with us is Rob Kitzel, a former host here on the People Speak. Rob is also a Pal Talk chatter who goes by the name English Rob and is the owner of No Agenda Chat Room on Pal Talk. Tonight, Rob will share with us the dynamics of what it takes to run a chat room and the many experiences he has encountered over the years. Welcome back onto the People Speak, Rob.
Thank you so much. Nice to see you.
You know, I'm getting like this really negative vibe, and it's not coming from you, but I think it's coming from our listeners, if this makes sense. I feel like some people really don't want this show to strive and be successful tonight. What about you?
Well, I think there are some people like that in chat, and there are, you know, some people like that generally in life. And, you know, I think we have to soldier on through those people. I think some people are naysayers, but generally are okay. You know, this has been this way, I think, Sophia, in Pal Talk, and it's been definitely that way in what was Yahoo before Yahoo Chat collapsed. And I think a lot of the people, particularly in the No Agenda chat room, came from Pal Talk, and then when came from Yahoo to Pal Talk, and you know, when Yahoo under the new administration decided that they would get rid of chat, then there was a large group of people from Yahoo that moved over to Pal Talk, and I think some of the people who were long time Pal Talkers found that somewhat disconcerting, because they thought a lot of the Pal Talk people that had just come on board from Yahoo were, shall we say, uncouth and maybe the great unwashed or something like that, because some of them, you know, probably didn't adhere to the rule to what were the rules of Pal Talk. Don't forget, the people at Yahoo hadn't had administrators. So that was a different thing. For instance, I first came to Yahoo in 2001 when I think a lot of people were looking for answers. And I was looking for answers about 9/11. And,
me too.
You know, people didn't believe the government story. And, you know, they were searching for things. And that's why I ended up in Yahoo, and as you say, somebody like you ended up in Yahoo, and I don't think we found I don't think we found many answers there, but maybe we found each other and different things. So and you know, we went through those Gulf Wars, which, you know, I can remember being against in the early 2000s in Yahoo, and the politics lobbies there, politics lobby 3, and that ended up getting attacked somewhat, and people moved on to politics lobby 8 and politics lobby 6 and different things. And there were some real characters in those days, but there's some interesting people that have fond memories of it that, one, some of us who were actually there don't even remember some of these people, and two, there are people who remember it with, shall we say, rose-coloured glasses. It really, I don't think, was as good as people pretend it once was. I mean, it did have, I would say, some halcyon moments, but I think they were basically short-lived. I think there was probably a good 2-year period in Yahoo. And then after that, it had a lot of trolls and people. What were your thoughts on that?
I want to take a moment and talk to those who don't know about Pal Talk. You know, there are probably a large amount of people listening to us, and they're wondering, what the heck is Pal Talk? So explain what Pal Talk is to those who don't know of Pal Talk.
Well, to me, Pal Talk is a forum out there that people can come to, and Pal Talk is different things to different people. And I think people need to be cognizant of this and realize. And why I say that is for a number of reasons. I think there are people with different circumstances. They're in different parts of the world. Some people live in remote areas. Some people may not have access to be able to go and meet friends and see people. Other people use it as almost like a virtual pub or bar. And then other people use it as a means of trolling people and negativity and spitefulness. I mean, there are different people who use Pal Talk for different reasons. And I think we bumped into them, you know.
Define troll for the non-chatters of the world listening in. I think that's an important word.
Uh-huh. It is. I think people don't understand what trolls are. I think what people try and do is wind people up, would be the English way of saying it, or take the piss out of people would be another English way of saying it. In America, it would be more of the nuance of effectively berating people, being nasty to people, and trying to do anything they can to use one of these new words that we have now of triggering people and basically getting them to be outraged with people and but basically to ruffle people's feathers. Do you think that's a fair commentary on?
Yeah, that's very trollable. That's a trouble definition, definitely. Now, as a chatter, have you been in that position as a troll? Have you been the troller ever?
Well, I think I do like to wind people up. Like, there's certain people at the moment, like, I could immediately ask them why they bought a Fiat. And those people would immediately be slightly worried about why I had asked that they had bought a Fiat 500 car, and people like that would be somewhat probably, shall we say, feeling like they were being trolled.
Our producer, thinks you've been in Pal Talk about 15 years. Is that correct?
No, it isn't. No, I think they're a bit wrong with times. I started in Yahoo in 2001, so that is over 15 years ago. But I didn't really come on to Pal Talk until about 2011. And that I came on when, do you remember Tosca?
No, I don't.
Tosca had the room with Peace can probably remind us of what that was, with Occupy Wall Street, and that there was the Occupy movement was going along around 2011. People were outraged with with the banksters and, you know, the bailouts that had gone on. And I got back involved with chat about then. Because it was partially, I was a bit outraged about what was going on and how these banks were being bailed out. And people were in there about the Occupy movement, and people were wanting the Obama administration to do something to these banksters and everything else. And a number of us ended up in there with Tosca, and we were listening to what was happening with Occupy. And Occupy ended up being something that ended up being quite disappointing. But it was quite a large movement at one time, if people remember it. And people had hopes, because I think what people have to realize is a lot of the people in, particularly in the No Agenda room, they're not so much people with a party affiliation. Now, a lot of these rooms, and we can go over this, they have what I would call cheerleading groups. So you've got a people, large groups of people, or somewhat, sometimes not large groups, but say a group of 30, 40, 50 people, who are all on the same, shall we say, occupying the same political space, where they're basically either left-wing or right-wing. No Agenda was never really about that. And I started No Agenda because I actually was listening to the actual real No Agenda show. And for some people who don't know this, which is probably quite a few, the No Agenda show is a podcast that is operated twice weekly by Adam Curry and John C. Dvorak. Now, these guys operate on a very unusual business model, and that is listener sponsorship. So basically, the producers of the show are the listeners. They don't have any advertising. And they came up with a kind of a cool way of doing it, in the fact that when people donated to them, after you donated $1,000 to them, they would give you a knighthood. So the show has knights, the show has producers, and the show has now been running for over 1,008 episodes. I think today will be the 1,009th episode. It's been going for 10 years. And what they pride themselves on is effectively being media assassins. And they're on literally for 3 hours twice a week. So they do 6 hours media a week, these guys. And I want people to listen to the show. We've had a number of people who have listened to the show. I hope you will listen to the show. And basically what Dvorak and Curry do is they're looking for hypocrisy in the media. They're looking for hypocrisy in politicians. They're looking for memes. They're looking for the media doing things like advertising products, native advertising, all sorts of things. And obviously, Mr. Trump has been a bit of a windfall to them, because obviously the way some of the media has acted with Trump has been rather entertaining for a lot of us. But, you know, it's an interesting show. It's an interesting concept. And what I've spoken to Adam and John about is the amount of people it takes to support something. And this is what people need to realize, why Pow Talk is quite an asset. Like a number of people have said, you know, when Pow Talk has recently been attacked by various troll groups, like these people calling themselves the Turbans. Now, some people were saying, oh, they were attacking No Agenda. Well, they've attacked lots of Pow Talk rooms, including the Pow Talk newsroom and including the Pow Talk help room. Now, carry on.
Can I stop you for you a moment? So you know about these groups, these troll groups. Are they associated with the cults that used to be in Pow Talk? I don't know how long you've actually been in Pow Talk, but Pow Talk has a history of cult leaders. And they would bring in and rein in followers from Pow Talk. I don't know if you knew this or not. For instance, Benjamin Cream was one. He's in the interfaith section. If any of you are on Pow Talk now, you could go to the list where all the rooms come up. Go to interfaith religion, and you'll see just see his room there, and they still air his tapes. So do you think there's a connection with these cult groups, and you think they're trolling, you know, politics and religion for to keep the truth away, or what do you think is going on?
I have various thoughts on this. I personally think that the Turbans are a group of people who will attack anybody if they have the ability to do so. Now, I'd like to personally thank Shadows and Geo, a couple of the people within PowTorg, who I've spent quite a bit of time with, where they actually have been working on making PowTorg basically safer for people to chat and can't be destroyed by Turbans. What the Turbans were able to do, and I don't know if you know this, is mm-hmm. they were able to break into the admin console. So like with a room like No Agenda, we have 40 plus admins. So the mm-hmm. Turbans could break in, they could remove all the admins, they could even change the name of the room from No Agenda chat to Daddy Banging something, or you know, mm-hmm. something obscene, and basically hijack the whole PowTorg program in the No Agenda chat room, and basically terrorize the place and ruin it. Anyway, to cut a long story short, a number of the guys from PowTorg actually did work with us. I'm talking just about No Agenda and MASH. And mm-hmm. I run this room with actually a guy called MASH Whiskey, who we sort of run and admin the room with, and, you know, other admins as well. PowTorg have gone through various ideas about what to do with this. Now, the latest thing that we did was to remove all super admins from our list, because they think that could be a security protocol that was wrong. They have also taken measures where, and I don't know if you're familiar with this, Sophia, that now you can have your room set where only people with a verified email.
Yeah, I experienced that yesterday. I was going to bring that up to you about the dangers of PowTorg and the security things. And I had redownloaded PowTorg on my laptop, okay, and I used the classic version because the whatever is going on with the newer versions, they just don't work on my laptop. But I was trying to enter your room, and it would not allow me because under the name I was using was not verified.
Yeah, that's a new protocol. And obviously it's nothing, but now we have some people who are paranoid, like a famous chatter that comes in our room, Mark98Z, who thinks that, you know, this is persecuting them or something. And it isn't, as you found out. Basically, what it is PowTorg have given you the ability as a room owner to be able to set this. Now, I think what's good about this is, you know, I think you've probably had enough experience with things where you've seen the room load up with lots of bots, like all of a sudden the room will have 120 chatters in it. And I think they can't do that if you've set the security protocol where you cannot come into the room if you don't have a verified email. That's probably not good for Lord Vu, who likes to have a lot of chatters in his room to make him feel better about his ego with a bunch of bots.
Wait, Lord Vu, that's a whole nother subject, yes. Rob. I mean, because he has a whole criminal history, and I believe he too might have been.
Allegedly, we don't know that.
Well, there's a whole affidavit out there of them. Like, a lot of these people in chat are getting exposed for who they really are. I don't know if you've been a part of that, if you had any problems in your room with personal information being leaked.
Oh, we've had lots of people trying to do personal information in this room. And actually, it's one of the only rooms where we've had very few rules in this room. And I won't say what some of the rules were because it's a bit crude, and it involved the C word, which we've got rid of for now. And that was a rule. And then we also had a no personal information rule up, where people couldn't put people's personal information in the room. We also had a rule where you couldn't call people paedophiles, but certain chatters that come in the room, because we had a rule, you know, there's a certain percentage of people that you're probably familiar with who, if there's a rule, they have to break it. And there's certain people that come in the room, because you're not allowed to call people a paedophile, they had to call people a paedophile. So
that's part of trolling.
It is part of trolling. And there was a couple of people that couldn't resist doing it. So I ended up, because of these two people in particular, removing that rule and saying, look, if you guys want to call each other paedophiles, you can. And that's what we ended up with doing. But hopefully they get bored with it and move on. And, sometimes people do this, sometimes they don't. But here's what I'd like to point out, what's important about Pal Talk. These rooms run 24 hours a day. And Mash and I talked about this at length, about admins and this and that. And we thought the best way to run this room was with what we call redundancy. And redundancy would be this. We would have all different forms of admins. So in No Agenda, we have bisexual admins, we've had black admins, we've had homosexual admins, we've got left-wing admins, we've got right-wing admins. The reason for this is if you're smart enough, and I've told this to numerous chatters, if you're going to troll people and get kicked out by an admin, make sure you have a friendly admin in the room that will let you back into the room. So you see, there are some people who are stupid enough. Actually, Rimmy Rocks is a black admin, Cardock Dan, so stop telling lies in the chat room. Now, we haven't seen Rimmy Rocks for a long time, and I don't know where he is, but he is a black admin. I can assure you of that. So this is, we've got all sorts of people. The idea was this, to have numbers of admins so that if people got kicked out, then somebody else might let them back in. And, that has kind of worked. Maybe
I have one more question before we hit the break. Yeah. So we're going to hit the break in just a few moments. What are you getting out of it?
Well, I'm working on a plan where the NSA pays for my retirement. Now,
I knew there was something going on with the NSA or something. There had to have been, because otherwise, what are you getting out of it? Okay, I
I'm happy to do that. Because I tell you what, I want the people at the NSA to realize this. These chatters in this room could be out on the street if we shut this room down. And I want them to know that if they don't start paying me and Mash $5,000 a month, we're thinking of closing this thing down. And then these people, they've seen these shooters out there at the moment. Can they imagine if some of these people didn't have a chat room to go to? There's no telling what mayhem these people could come up with. And they need to be cognizant of that. I see ourselves as babysitters of potentially very dangerous people. I mean, can you imagine if these people weren't in this chat room all the time? They could be out wreaking havoc on the general public, and the NSA should appreciate that. That's the way I feel about it.
I want to continue this right here, right now, that we're going through. For those who are listening, I am your host, Sophia Ray. This is the People Speak radio show, and our guest is Rob Kitzel, also known as English Rob and Pal Talk. Let us have Don take us into a break. We'll just be back in a few moments, and keep it thought, Rob. We'll be back.
No problem.
You're listening to BBS Radio, If it's not mainstream, it's on bbsradio.com.
With over 150 million registered users, Pal Talk is the largest video chat community in the world, with over 300 Pal Talk support staff speaking dozens of languages to help you enjoy your online experience. Meet new people across town or country or continent while chatting about your interests. Sing live karaoke, listen to music, join a lively political debate, or play group trivia in one of thousands of chat rooms in various categories from your PC, mobile, or tablet device. Joining Pal Talk is free and easy. Go to paltalk.com and become part of our friendly community today.
Hi, I'm Richard Valzer. This is the great BBS Radio.
This land is your land.
Join us live on The People Speak as guests from various organizations and fields of humanitarian efforts, artistic endeavors, entertainment, and education share their work and strategies which make a difference. Every other Sunday, 5 to 6 p.m. Pacific, 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern, following Senator Michael Brown's Shadow Politics on the BBS Radio Network, Station 1.
One bright sunny morning in the shadow of the steeple by the relief office, I saw my people, and they stood there hungry, and I stood there wondering if this land was made for you and me. This land is your land. This land.
And we are back on The People Speak. I am Sophia Ray, your host. We are live with Rob Kitzel talking about Pal Talk and his many experiences and encounters on Pal Talk. Rob, are you here with us?
I am.
Oh, welcome back. You know, right before our break, we were talking about how you're benefiting from your room and what you have going on. So, and you mentioned that it's something about NSA with your retirement, is that correct?
Well, yes. I mean, that was a bit tongue-in-cheek. I would like to think that the NSA would be paying me my retirement for babysitting people in Pal Talk, but it probably isn't going to happen. But I look at this, to me, as a place where we can share our opinions in a free speech zone with people all around the world. I mean, we have a number of people in this room. We've got people from Australia, New Zealand, people from the UK, people from Austria, you know, and of course people throughout the mainland in the United States. And then we occasionally have some people pop in from, you know, Japan and some other places as well. And I think it's good that people have the ability to come in and, you know, share their opinions. You know, we lost quite a few people with the Trump election. I mean, like, for instance, in this room now, we've got MS Comover, who's come in. This guy is hidden since Trump was elected. You know, people do that. And, you know, this is what happens. We've had some people like this old guy that admins the room. I don't know if you're familiar with the chatter Waiting for Godot. Now, this guy's in his 80s. He's a colorful character from New Jersey. And this guy likes, you know, in a New Jersey fashion, busting people's balls and all the rest of it. Now, this guy's good at dishing it out, but he's not good at taking it. And we have evidence of this, is the fact that, you know, when Trump won the election, this guy disappeared for 120 days.
Wow.
Not a peek out of him, you know, not because, you know, he was in shell shock. He's completely shell shocked. Like, you know, like this guy in the room at the moment, MS Combe, he was a fairly interesting guy. This guy is so shell-shocked and traumatized by Trump, he can't speak to anybody in No Agenda at the moment. He huddles in this room with a bunch of other leftists. Also, the chatter Hallie, which I'm a bit disappointed in. She won't show up in the room now. So I do find it somewhat disappointing that we don't have more left-wing chatters. Now, we kind of try and pride ourselves in No Agenda in letting anybody speak. We even let this guy from Canada, who's really obnoxious, called Corporate Fascist, he even comes in and screams at people and does all sorts of things. Now, we let him speak. Why can't people come in and share their thoughts? Now, we know in other rooms they're not allowed to. Like, for instance, if some of the right-wing people went and hung around with Sweet Pea's friends over in Fax's room, they would get dotted off the mic and they wouldn't be able to speak to anybody because people there would be calling them all sorts of names and, you know, friends of Orange Cheeto and all sorts of things like this. What we try and do is let anybody speak. I mean, like, we've triggered somebody at the moment in this room. MS Cone is now calling people racists for having an opinion. And, you know, that kind of thing happens with people. And frankly, they're disappointing, but they do this because they don't have an argument. So all they have is to call people names and try and demean them with comments like calling them racists and Islamophobic and everything else. And, you know, that's frankly disappointing, and it doesn't lead to good chat. Now,
it is not productive chat, no.
No, we like people to be adverse to each other. I mean, that's why we have certain people in the room.
You know, Rob, I hate to cut you off again, but we have some callers that have been sitting on hold since the first half of the show. I've kind of just let them just sit there. Do you want to take in some calls? Or?
Yeah, let's take in some calls.
Okay, so I'll tell you who's online now.
Be.
So we have a nitwit online. Is it up to you to take that call or call?
Yeah, but we'll have Nitwit in. Let's have a word with him.
Let's put Nitwit through the line and see what Nitwit has to say, questions or comments. Nitwit, where are you from? Are we there, Nitwit? Hello?
So yours, and the way the show has evolved, or the room has evolved, It is a chat room where anybody can voice their opinion or make comments, as long as they're not boring and tedious. Boring and tedious will get you kicked out of the room, and I do appreciate that as well. But I think that Rob should be compensated. I think he should stiff MASH, though, not pay MASH and nickel. But Rob should get compensated either from the NSA or HHS. See, all the people in the room on psych meds and benefits.
Are you just rambling? I mean, what's up? Is there anything else, Stuart?
No, I'm fine.
Him.
Thank you for letting me talk.
Are you good?
I could hear Nitwit. I don't know if he's gone now, Sophia. Did he go?
I think he's gone. Yeah. I really didn't hear him come in at the very beginning. I'm not quite sure what he was on about. But let's take this one to Saul, Rob. Rob, we're going to take in Saul. Saul, tell us where you're calling from.
Excuse me?
Where are you calling in from, Saul?
I'm calling from New York.
Okay, do you have a question for Rob?
I would just like to know why he allows the abusive admins and the out-of-control trolling to go on. It is terrible. When they found out that I was a gay, gender-fluid man, they belittled me to the point of tears. In fact, one of those admins called me an oven dodger and said that I deserved to be showered. And I was very, very hurt with that.
You know, we're going to knock him off and get him out of here, too. But, you know, Rob, you can answer that question. I do think that was a legitimate question. You are the owner of the room. Are your admins abusive? And do they attack, you know, bi and gay people? and people who have other beliefs than their own.
Well, admins are people too. And, you know, there are some people that without doubt go off the reservation. And we know some of the ones who do that. And that's why I explained to you earlier that we do have redundancy. So as I've explained to people who do get kicked out of the room, and when I refer to this, I'm referring to crybabies like Nonak who get kicked out of the room and then aren't smart enough to have realized that other people will let them back in if... you know, there's friendly admins who'll let everybody back in. And we all know who they are, don't we? Orangutan and Kane and people like that. So this is what happens, is there are people who let the trolls back in or let the people who have been victimized back in. And actually, it's raining on the other side of the island at the moment, but it's not raining on this side of Hawaii. I played golf earlier today. It was overcast and in the low 80s for those of you who are worried about the climate here, because I know a lot of you are worried whether I'm catching a cold or something, and that's very kind of you, Marcy. So
for those who are now tuned in, this is The People Speak. I'm your host, Sophia Ray, and we are live with Rob Kitzel, who is English Rob in Pal Talk, and the owner of No Agenda Chat. You know, let's talk about your time with The People Speak hosting. You know, is that a fair?
Yes. Yeah, that was fun.
So how was that experience, and what happened? Where'd you go?
Well, I was living in California when I used to host for The People Speak. And when I first moved here to Hawaii, it was difficult with the time. And also where I was living, first of all, in Hilo, the connection, I think people can remember, wasn't particularly good. But I did have some rather nice koki frogs in the background. Since then, I've moved over to the other side of the island, and it was difficult because the days Peace Lover was doing the show, it was more of a problem because that was a day when it was conflicting with the business I'm in now. And don't forget, when he was hosting, having the show go on, it was still in the afternoon here in Hawaii. So it was a bit of a problem due to the fact that, you know, some of us are still having to work at 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Now, I've always had a rule about not mentioning four-letter words in the room like work and job, because it's very upsetting to a number of the chatters in this room, and they can become very offended and hurt by that sort of language. So we try not to mention it.
Now, are you going to ever host again on here, on The People Speak here?
Well, I think there's a potential of that. I think it just depends on the if these Sunday shows, the only thing that at the moment they're conflicting with is golf, although there are some things coming up for me where I'm going to be working on a few Sundays. So I think we can fit some in. I think Mike's got some people that he wants me to have a chat with. I think we can probably try and fit that in. It does make it easier that it is on a Sunday, and you know, like here it's 3:44 in the afternoon now. That's not too bad on a Sunday, so I think we can work around that.
You definitely can work around that. And you know, I feel like I keep cutting you off, and I'm not doing it on purpose. But I want to bring in Sweet Pea, the famous Sweet Pea, she calls herself, and she wants to get in with you, Rob, and ask you a question. So let's get Sweet Pea in here. Sweet Pea, where are you calling from, dear?
I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
Okay, good to have you on. Go ahead.
It's wonderful to be on. And I wondered, Rob, I test drove a Subaru today. I want to know what your take on that is.
Well, I think a Subaru would be an ideal car for you. One, because it's four-wheel drive, and it can show your support for the LGBT community. So I think...
Thank you so
much. I think it's an ideal car for you, and I think it's one you should buy. And I actually think it might be a better car for you than a Volkswagen at the moment. Yeah, and as Dvorak would say, that's not a great question, but it was a pretty good question.
You should just
thank
go
you,
with
Robert.
It, Debbie. Save some money. She was, she thinks that's funny. Well, it was pretty funny. So, Rob, are you on Pal Talk 24/7?
Well, my name is probably on Pal Talk 24/7, and there's a reason for that. You see, when you have badly behaved admins, I'm going to let you into a Pal Talk secret now. So don't tell anybody, okay?
Right.
If you're the room owner and you leave your name in the room all the time, you can block people. And then those people, it doesn't matter what orangutan and other chimpanzees do, they can't unban people, and then these insurgents cannot get in the room. So that is the reason for doing that. So
who
we
is
have...
You know, I've seen him on here forever and ever, and he's been kicking it with Peace Lover, the owner of the People Speak Radio Room, for a very long time. He's been pretty much, you know, in the room of here for a long time,
and
yours as well, is that correct?
Yeah, orangutan's a good guy. I mean, here's the other thing people need to realize. You need people like orangutan and Kane who don't care what people say, who are around God knows reasons why, to monitor the room and help out. I mean, these guys put in far more time than I do and Mash does and various other people. I mean, there's people that are in this room far more than I am, but we do leave. And what I'll do is all of a sudden I'll chip in when people are least suspecting it. So, you see, I'll leave the room name in there. And then I'll obviously turn the volume back up and monitor it at a certain time. And then I'll chip in when people least suspect it, when they think they can, you know, talk some crap or do some other things. So even though the name is in the room, I'm not there as often as people might think I am. So
let me ask you something here. Okay, I want to know, there has been a few suicides in Pal Talk over the years. I don't know if you're aware of this or not. Now, I want to know, what if something like that happens in your room? What are you going to do? What precautions are you taking? What if something like that does happen in your room? Because your type of rooms are very high level in stress. I mean, I've known people that have had heart attacks in these political rooms, which I like to stay away from because I can't deal with the drama.
Well,
and I like to create my own drama.
we've actually banned a few people who we think are on the edge. And there's a couple of people I banned for different reasons. One, because I think they're exceedingly annoying, but two, I think that they don't have the capacity to deal with some of the, should we say, they're not on an intellectual wavelength to deal with some of the abuse that they can get in this room. So I'm not going to name names, Complex Harmony, but there's somebody with the name, well, that has the orange name in their nickname. That person doesn't need to be in a room like this. So we've stopped that person coming in here. I've also stopped the chatter that we all know as Cher, because I think Cher has mental issues, and I don't think that she should be in here. Because
is that fair, though? Is that fair? I mean, you're kind of, you know, you're dictating your room.
Well, I am a dictator. Right? It's not a democracy, is it?
Okay. Well,
you know, it isn't a democracy. I wasn't voted into power. I mean, somebody has to make a decision. And I personally don't want people like that. I think people will try and trigger Cher. I think Cher's got some serious problems. Yeah. And I don't want that happening.
Some people run to these red admins, and for those who don't know what red admins are in Pal Talk and who are not familiar with Pal Talk, they're kind of like the police of Pal Talk. So this chat program has their own policing, cyber policing. Have you ever been part of that? Have you ever done the red hat stuff, Rob?
The only time I've had anything to do with red hats is there's an English lady who sometimes kind of comes in our room because she likes the room. And other than that, not really at all. The admins in PowTalk, which is good, tend not to interfere. I mean, we've had people come in our room who tried to be disruptive and then say, oh, we're going to get your room shut down. And we said, okay, well, go ahead and do that. See how that works out for you. And of course, nothing happened because PowTalk tells these people, look, there's 4,000 rooms. Go and find one that fits in with you. And I would like to mention the fact that this room has 4,600 people who follow it, like it, whatever you want to call that is. Now, that's kind of important in the fact that for these rooms to run 24 hours a day, you need lots of people to know where the room is. That's why Mash and I, when we got very frustrated that PowTalk was being attacked by these turbans, we were thinking of going to another chat client for safety that can't be mentioned. But the problem we had with doing that is that that chat client has so few listeners. So many people would be lost by not being on PowTalk that you ended up with a room of 7, 8, 10, 15 people. The No Agenda room tends to have a stable audience of between 40 and 60 people 24 hours a day. So, and we found that to be a decent number. Actually, I'd like your opinion on this, because I found when the room gets too many people in it, it actually becomes more uncontrollable and more problematic. So when rooms get, 100, 110 people and things like that, it becomes problematic and more of a hassle. Rooms that have between 40 and 60 people tend to run fairly smoothly. And we have a core of people, like what we talked about, that are decent, solid admins, people who know each other, they know what's expected, they know how far people can go and get out of hand. And, nobody wants somebody to commit suicide or have a problem like that. I mean, I'm sure there are some people who probably do. But in generally speaking, I know Mash, myself, other people don't. So, we want to keep the chat vibrant, spontaneous, hostile. And it is fun when people start threatening people with physical violence in an internet chat. I'm not going to say it's not fun. It is entertaining.
It can be quite entertaining. For those who are maybe thinking about joining, Pal Talk, and maybe they want to find your room, so can you direct them?
Yes, what you do is you go into Pal Talk, log into Government and Politics, and then go into a room called Fax Modermo's room. After you've been in there 5 minutes, you'll find out it's extremely tedious. And then you can come over to No Agenda Chat. And when you do that, you'll see the difference immediately in the management style. And it's in social issues and politics. So Rob, that's what we would suggest you do.
Rob, this is a time that I say we have come to the end, my friend. We have come to the end. I want to give a big thanks out to our engineer, Don Newsom, our producer, Mike Kim, and a special thanks to our guest, Rob Kitzel, a.k.a. English Rob on Pal Talk. You can find him in the No Agenda chat in the government section. Let us unite through love and light. Be good to one another. And everyone, have a good night. Thank you.
Aloha. In the capital of this nation, 200 years of exploitation. Give the people their right to vote. Give the people their right to vote. Give the people their right to vote. Give the people their right to vote.